Hello, my friends. Matt here, your host of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast. And today we're going to talk about why sometimes you need sick losses, bro, before you can get those sick gains. Check out a couple messages from our sponsors that I'm going to read for you real quick. And then we're going to get into the show. See how I like took Joe Rogan's opening and Gary V's? Yeah, because they're both pretty cool. And yeah, that's it. So listen to these messages and then let's rock and roll. All right. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Let's talk about sick losses, sick gains. I'm trying to make these episodes shorter and shorter. But then sometimes stuff just goes on my heart. But today's, I promise you, it's going to be a short episode. You can listen to it on the way to work, on the way to class, on the way to make out with your girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever you got going on in your life. Let's talk about sick losses. So it's funny. I was at the UPS store picking up some supplements that I got shipped to me. And I was just telling the dude, I was like, man, I didn't get any like notification from you guys. I got the notification from the shipper. But can I set up a thing? I'm like, you know, if it was an Amazon delivery, they would notify me. I said, but it's from a supplement place. And he goes, you got to get them sick gains, bro. And I pointed at my gut and said, well, I got to get them sick losses first. And I got a giggle. And then I walked out to my car and I was like, you know what? This is a podcast. Because here's the thing. It started making me think. At first, I thought, well, everybody's got to, you know, got to lose before the gain. But that's not true. Some people don't lose before the gain. And that's okay. That's a good thing. But then there are some of us who need to take an L. We need to lose some things before we gain some things. And I'm going to talk about this literally, not just metaphorically, okay? But we'll use, you know, the gym as a metaphor. But, you know, sometimes you got to lose a little fat before you start working on building the muscle, right? You got to drop some poundage and then you build the muscle, right? That's a literal thing for fitness and health. But sometimes in our life, we've got to take an L. We got to take a loss. And you might say, Matt, that's not freaking motivational, Bubba. I'm not feeling inspired right now. Stay with me, baby boys and baby girls. I got you. Listen, my friends. Sometimes you've got to take a loss in your business and your life. Sometimes you've put in some work, you built your business, and your head got too big. You know, maybe you made a bunch of money, and then you made some bad decisions. Hell, maybe you made some unethical decisions, and you fell from grace. And maybe you've been trying to function like you're just, you know, on the top of the mountain still, and you've been trying to fake it till you make it, and telling the world that you're grand, right? I love Zig Ziglar, by the way. One of the things he used to say was this. When people say, how are you doing? You say, fantastic, excellent, wonderful. He said, you might not be feeling it, but you're telling the truth in advance. I don't disagree with that. What I am saying is, you know, if you've lost everything and you're still driving around in your Audi R8 or your Ferrari or your S-Class, but at night you got to hide it so they don't repo it, maybe it's time to realize that you got to have some humbling happen in your life. Sometimes we get pretty proud of the stuff we've accomplished and we forget that everything we got is a blessing. Now, I'm not saying you didn't work hard for it. I'm not saying you didn't earn it. I'm not saying you didn't work smart. Don't get it twisted. Unlike some people who, you know, are Christians or say they're Christians or religious or whatever, I don't believe you just sit back like a baby bird and God feeds you stuff. I think that what a lot of folks don't realize is some of the best ways that God provides for you is providing you the abilities to go out and earn the opportunity in front of you called life, called humanity. So don't get it twisted there when I say that. But the reality is this. Sometimes we get a little big for our britches. Sometimes we get a little too prideful. Or sometimes we make some really bad choices in the midst of how we're living. And we get knocked down a peg or two or 20. And sometimes it's in those, quote unquote, what we think of as losses. Sometimes it's in what we look at as a step back. My man Joel Osteen sometimes says, it's not a setback, it's a setup. And sometimes we got to realize that when we have that setback, it is a setup. When we have that loss, it's actually training us for a win. Sometimes we just don't realize it yet. Sometimes we've got to stop and get totally out of the environment so we can look in and see what we need to adjust, what we need to course correct. Sometimes we lose a job. Sometimes we get fired from a job. Sometimes our company downsizes. Sometimes we just work for an a-hole. I almost said a naughty word, but I want to keep it PG. Sometimes we work for a butthole who mistreats us, isn't a good leader, doesn't take care of us, they're not a good leader. They wouldn't fall on the sword for you, but they expect you to make them look good. So sometimes we end up in those situations, and we say, God, this isn't fair. I shouldn't be taking a loss here. And you're right, you shouldn't. You didn't deserve maybe. Maybe you didn't deserve that mistreatment at work. You know, maybe it shouldn't have happened that way. And maybe you look and go, man, look at all these unethical people that are still getting benefits and still getting, recognized and still have a job when they shouldn't. Because it happens. But guess what? For whatever reason, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And you have a choice. You can go, oh, I'm mad at God about that, right? If there's a God, why would they let me go through this? I'm angry. You can be angry. Or you can stop and go, what do I have in my life to be grateful for? What should I be celebrating here? What's going good in my world right now that I'm not appreciating as much as I should? See, that's a choice you can make too, isn't it? You can stop and say, what is good in my life right now that I should appreciate? See, sometimes it takes a loss before we can appreciate the gain. Because sometimes we would get those gains, we would get that step forward in life, but we wouldn't actually appreciate it, and we wouldn't handle it properly because we weren't handling the little bit we had. You know, there's a story in the Bible, and I'll just sum up the moral of the story. He who's faithful with little will be faithful with much. Sometimes you've got to take an L so you can learn to appreciate what you have. That way, when you have more, you will also appreciate that. Let me say that again. Sometimes we have to take a loss so we can learn to appreciate the little things we have. That way, when we are blessed with more opportunity, more money, more stuff, more happiness, more friends, more family, more abundance. Sometimes we gotta experience what it's like to have less, to have little, so that we can truly know how to appreciate life when we have much. That's it, friends. That's it. That's today's episode. Was it short enough? Was it good? I hope you think so. Listen, no matter where you're at in your business or your life, you're just one moment away. Now, I want to challenge you. Take a look at your life. Appreciate what you have. Then go out there and make your day, and hopefully someone else's amazing.